Australian grain growers are stunned by the decision of the Department of Agriculture to allow wheat to be imported to Australia from Canada. The department approved an application from a New South Wales processor to bring in a high-protein product, which it says it can't access locally because of the drought. But growers say there is plenty of Australian product available, and traders say importing doesn't make economic sense. Samantha Donovan reports.
On his farm in New South Wales, grain grower Xavier Martin is puzzled by the decision to allow Canadian wheat into Australia.
Quite surprised that there's been a permit issued, given the amount of grain available from Western Australia and also the grain that's still on farm in the wheat sheep belt through the eastern states. I'm just looking at my silos now. They're still full of wheat and sorghum. And, there's plenty of trucks on the road carting grain.
Brett Hosking grows grain at Quambutook in northern Victoria and is the chairman of the national peak body Grain Growers. Given his role, he's trying to stay diplomatic.
Yeah, it's a really challenging one. As a grower myself, you know, there's this part of me that thinks, oh, I feel a little uncomfortable about this. I think, why aren't they buying my wheat? But I guess the real challenge for grain growers is just to make sure that the biosecurity and all the risks are managed so that we still have a strong and vibrant agricultural industry.
It's the first time in 12 years a licence to import grain has been granted by the Department of Agriculture. The wheat is being brought in by the Australian-owned Manildra Group for processing at its Shoalhaven Starches facility in Nowra, New South Wales. The company says high-protein wheat is in short supply because of the drought, and the Canadian product will mean processing at its plant can continue and hundreds of jobs will be protected. Manildra says it prefers to use Australian wheat and will continue to buy the high-protein local product when it's available. The Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, says biosecurity protections are the responsibility of the Agriculture Department, not the politicians.
We have had grain imports before. The reality is the drought has impacted significantly the supply of grain, and it's been done with very strict conditions. The department has made sure that the conditions are very strict to protect the biosecurity of this nation.
But the opposition spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon is critical of the decision to green light the wheat imports.
We are now in need of imported grain, and that should be a wake-up call to a government which has been in complete denial on climate change. But all Australians should be concerned that in a great agriculture country like Australia, where we're having to import our grains.
Grains market traders and analysts are also scratching their heads about the importation of wheat from Canada. Andrew Whitelaw is a senior analyst at Mercado.
I'm surprised about when they've decided to do it. It made a lot of sense back in November or December when we're really at the height of the drought and our prices within Australia were huge, huge premiums against the rest of the world. But now, since that period of time, our prices locally in Australia have actually declined quite a lot. In some places up to $100 per tonne, so that's about 25%. So it's actually cheaper to buy grain locally in Australia now than it is to import. And in Western Australia, they've produced the second largest crop on record that would be cheaper to bring from, say, Perth or Esperance than it would be from Canada.
Do you think we're going to see more grain imports?
We overwhelmingly produce a surplus of grain in Australia, but I think this is a rare occurrence and it's perplexing that it's actually happening. It doesn't really make any economic sense.
Mercado grains market analyst Andrew Whitelaw with Samantha Donovan.